And now here on RT1, it's time for a new sitcom, Simply Simon.
I just don't know what to do with myself. Just don't know what to do with myself.
Simon, simply.
What a week. Right, this should be easy. Easter Sunday lunch. Lamb, I suppose. No, beef. 12-week age sirloin. Oh, 12 weeks. I don't think I've much of an appetite for that. Or do I? Wait, turkey? Yeah, turkey's healthier. And it's beige. I like beige. Or salmon. Everyone likes salmon. So I guess that's why I should buy. Such a dilemma. Hold on. There's a woman over there buying a leg of lamb. Oh, that one too. Right. Lamb it is. I better text the wife just to let her know. Got lamb. I can change it, but only if there's a 2/3 majority in favour. Hello. Just the lamb, please.
Any vouchers?
Shouldn't you be scanning it?
No, we know what we're doing.
I know I should trust women, but scanning sounds so professional.
That's $17.99, please. How would you like to pay?
Let me see. How did the woman before me pay?
A debit card.
Right, and that would be the most popular option, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, there you go. So,
well, when I used to work in Aldi, most people pay cash.
Aldi? I didn't think of that. Would that have been a more popular supermarket than this one?
Probably about the same, love. There isn't one near here, though.
I don't mind travelling. An Irish solution to an Irish problem.
Look, do you want this or not? There's a big queue forming. Come on.
Lots of people, are there? A majority, maybe? 2/3?
Look, I'm going to have to rush you, chicken.
Okay, I let's do it.
Finally. Do you want cash back?
Do I? I don't mind, so long as I can have it all both ways. Just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know.
Discover Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Where we have so much for you to see. Explore our heritage, our ancient coastlines, our prehistoric mountainsides, and our medieval sexual crime system.
Discover Northern Ireland.
Explore the modern too, like the sporting culture of our casually misogynistic WhatsApp groups. Enjoy the thrill of rugby and Ulster. They can't bear the sound of the Fenian anthem, but they don't mind the sound of sexist gloating. A land of lads and legends.
Discover Northern Ireland.
Discover too that Northern Ireland is full of surprises, like the fact that sexual crimes trials have no anonymity and are open to the press and public, meaning that when you discover Northern Ireland, you'll find out so much more than you ever wanted.
Northern Ireland.
Visit our wee country. It's just like Britain. Around the middle of the 19th century, step into the Puritanical ages with a trip to Northern Ireland. Our airport is named after a wife-beating alcoholic. He was literally the best icon we could find. But your womenfolk are still welcome, so long as you check them in on arrival and ensure they don't make any trouble. Why not try Northern Ireland for a 9-week free trial? You can cancel at any time, but you'll be paying for it for the rest of your life.
Okay, settle down, everyone. Minister Ringer, stop putting biscuits in your pocket.
They're giving me no department budget for biscuits on my own.
I only have a certain amount of money.
All right, guys, I've called us here to talk about a key issue.
Well, in regards to repealing, I
think it's... No, Simon, not repeal. I've ridden that horse right to Bertie Boom levels. I'm talking about a national crisis we've let happen on our watch.
Well, if it's like the massive increase in homelessness, I definitely intend
Relax,
to...
Relax, Murphs. Yesterday I told a committee that homelessness was a national emergency. Yes. Like a medical emergency, I'm going to put it on a trolley and leave it there until it either goes away or someone else deals with it.
Ledge bag.
If it's the health service itself, I've been too busy with repeal. As
don't
you know.
Wet yourself, Harris. Oh, if I wanted the health crisis solved, I wouldn't have appointed a health minister with half a degree.
Sorry.
His legacy will be copying and pasting a decision from the Citizens Assembly and an Oireachtas committee.
Burn.
No, this is a real emergency.
Oh.
What photo ops can make me look impressive now that Stratcom is gone?
Sick.
We're we're expelling one Russian, right?
Totes.
I should join the SWAT team when we're deporting them. You know, full uniform, battering rams,
yeah.
Photo op heaven.
Cool.
Murph, send my sizes to SWAT.
Kicking indoors is so badass, Tish. I see it all the time in these cool videos of evictions. I get tagged in so many online.
Wow.
Actually, Tish, look, we don't have a SWAT. We have an emergency response unit from the Gardaí. I'm the only SWAT in Ireland.
Gosh, the guards. No, I can't be photoed with them. Oh, I should have never have closed Stratcom.
You didn't. Martin Fraser did.
Oh. What? Fraser? Oh, I love that show. Toss salad and scrambled eggs. Look, I need another photo op. Something else that I've achieved in my first glorious year in office. Any suggestions? Come on. Must be something of substance I've achieved, like I've got it.
You thought of something you achieved, Tish?
No. We're going to the Lemon and Duke.
Whoa.
Hanging with rugby lads is always a great way to get into the Sindo.
Oh.
I don't need Stratcom to tell me that. High five.
Oh, that was my face again.
I know.
Do you want me to finish the meeting?
You wouldn't mind, would you, Fiscal?
Not at all. Thank you very much for letting me run the country.
What was that?
Nothing. Whoa.
Lift those legs. Come on, move it. Come on. All right, gather round. Come on. Take a little break.
Jeez, boss, why are you making us do laps? We're feeling fall. We only run for last orders.
Because, Willie, the blue shirts are beginning to slip. Leo's last threat cam, he blundered Trump and then almost caused a mistrial on Petkenny. This is our moment.
I'm always election ready.
So to freshen things up, it's time for a reshuffle.
Genuinely.
Absolutely. But not you, Jim Miriam. No one cares about you. We're down in the polls. More split on abortion than a pregnant couple in a British soap opera. And worst of all, if we don't turn it around, I'll be the only Fianna Fáil leader in history who hasn't been teaching. So, Stephen Donnelly, your health.
Because the health crisis requires a well-thought-out strategy that only I can bring.
No. Because I found a Snickers in your lunchbox and you need punishing.
Oh.
35 grams of carbohydrates and 5 grams of saturated fats. Gender quota.
And
Lisa Shawmina, you're now our spokes quota on Brexit. You're bright, you're articulate. And if I don't promote a woman in the week of hashtag I believe her, I'll get more online abuse than Leash GAA. Shawmina Bjog.
Yes, Daddy Michal.
Jack, your defence.
Defence? Are you mad? He's a 27-year-old who wouldn't last a lunchtime in a senior infant's playground. And there's an awful bang of the rosary off him.
Ah, but you should see him on the Call of Duty on the Xbox. And he's in Leo's constituency. His direct opponent. It'll drive him touched.
What about me?
Ah, yes, the lesser of two Cowans. Huh? You get the lesser of two finance briefs, huh? Public expenditure and reform.
What? I deserve senior hurling now, Michal.
Don't give it a rest, Barry. You sound too much like your brother.
Huh?
We want to fool the electorate into thinking we've moved on.
Well, I don't sound like my brother.
It wasn't for this that my grandfather...
Exactly, O'Queeve, spokesperson and ghost of Christmas past.
Oh.
We want to make people forget we are the ghost of recession's past. We shouldn't have anyone in the front benches who was a minister in the bad old days, right?
You were a minister back then.
But the improvements on my body mass index and my aligning of the chakra makes me a whole new person.
What?
Plus, I have a very good reason for staying on.
Which is?
Because I really, really want to be Taoiseach. And so, lads, and gender quota, are you ready to make Fianna Fáil great again?
Yes.
To stop
yes.
going backwards, going forwards,
yes.
and to take down no. the blue shirts?
Yeah.
Now drop and give me 20 push-ups.
I think we're live. Marion, Marion, wake up, Marion.
Hello there, and a very good morning to you. Now, some are nursing a Chianti hangover after the Good Friday. Although one does miss the old Good Friday tradition of all the pubs being closed until you use the special knock, or so I'm told. Now, we're talking about the expulsion of a Russian diplomat. So I'm joined in the studio by the Uber lefty Paul Murphy.
Uber is an evil gang boss corporation
and
taking
its rate lefty Brendan Howland.
Well, actually, Marion, I am a proper...
Who's only here because Simon Coveney hasn't turned up.
I am actually here, Marion.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was just a wet serviette dropped on the floor.
Oh, not again.
Now, Thornister, expelling one Russian diplomat over an issue that doesn't really concern us. A lot of people are wondering, why?
Well, I think we needed to get tough with Russia, but then I changed my mind and I got worried. So I did literally the least I could do without looking like a total coward
right.
in front of Great Britain. So I expelled one diplomat. So barely any, really.
This is the same Britain who belittles us when we disagree on Brexit?
No, I mean, yes.
The mind boggles.
McDonald's are poisoning our young people with imperialism and capitalism.
Deputy Morphy, that's tenuous, it has to be said.
Tenuous is what my entire career is based
Marion,
on.
Where is the evidence?
Where is the evidence?
Brendan. But actually link Russia to the attack?
Other than poisoning them before, invading Crimea, interfering in elections and boasting about it on TV. Oh God, is that enough? Should I change my mind?
How could expelling one single diplomat
How could expelling one single diplomat be the proper response?
I just said that!
Simon?
Well,
that's all we have time for. All this talk of Russian poison is giving me a fierce goo for the vodka. So bye-bye.
And happy Easter.
And a happy Easter to all of you.
"'Tis a great thing that the bar isn't open today, Michael. 'Twouldn't be appropriate, Denny. We should reflect in the somber mood of Good Friday."
"Not that. We just have to write all these sympathy cards you're after printing above the dial. 10,500.
"'Tis a fair few, all right."
"There wasn't that many people that died in Kerry during the famine."
"Well, we need to look ahead, Denny. Always be looking ahead, with one eye over your shoulder, like every good Kerryman."
"But there's only 1,100 deaths a year in Kerry. That's 9,400 surplus."
"For sure, we love surpluses, Denny." "In the interests of making sure that everyone feels well and truly sympathised with, I was thinking we should send them out to the people who are sick."
"Sending in deeper sympathy cards to people who might get better? What's the point in that?"
"Well, sure, what's the point in sending them to the dead, Denny? The dead can't vote, at least not more than a couple of times anyway."
"Ha! Never in the same polling station."
"Now you have it. Throw another sod of cash out of the fire there. The sick, they can vote, and if our sympathy card is fresh in their mint, please, then who are they going to remember when they get into the voting booth?" "But we must still attend every funeral to be seen, to be seen."
"If you hadn't died with a Healy Ray present, you haven't lived at all."
"Now you have it, ha?
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 Is the bear actually closed, Denny? Only those looked like customers."
"Well, it isn't, it isn't. If you're offended by Good Friday opening, then it isn't. Oh. But on the other hand, if you need a couple of drinks to face into the drive home, sure, what harm?"
"Yeah. Hand me those cards, I'll give them out to the customers. They look as though they're on the way out anyway. Saving the postage, like."
"Oh, good man, Michael.
Always thinking ahead.
With one eye over your shoulder."
"Ha?
Ha?
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 Hello. Subscribe to the Callan's Kicks Bobcast on iTunes or your other Bobcast providers. This week's Bobcast is sponsored by Indokinney After Dinner Speeches. By I am available for corporate entertainment to regale you with the time I met an army man with two ATMs in his hands, or what happened when Lennon went to meet Michael Collins in Cork, and insights into being the leader of a country, like the morning Noonan accidentally put me in charge. Call me for bookings before, after dinner, in the middle of the day, or tea time. I call me Castlebar 094 anytime, baby. Or email me on sexydaddy@telecomerin.net. This Bobcast is brought to you by Indokinney's Before and After Dinner Speeches. Up the road, I'm in the dressing room.
Just a few more squats and I'm done.
Hello?
Coveney, why are you creeping up on me like that?
I didn't creep up. I've been standing here the whole time.
I'm surprised you can even find the gym.
I'm here like every day.
Anyway, you're doing a great job on, you know, the thing, keeping the dinosaurs on side in the party, so kudos.
My position on the thing isn't political. I did a lot of soul searching.
Oh yeah, I also did a lot of opinion poll reading / soul searching, but I mean, come on.
But I actually did. I read the committee report like 12 times.
If I had your mangy eyesight, I'd probably have to read everything 12 times too. But at least I'd know after 6 goes which outcome would make me totes woke with the millennials. But you're in Cork, where they're born middle-aged. So, you know, well done keeping the turf munchers on side.
But I truly believe that there shouldn't be total open access to the thing, even though I care about women's health.
Don't we all? That's why we try not to let Regina Doherty and Helen McEntee be in the same room at the same time. Lols.
Yeah, but I'm uncomfortable with the 12 weeks thing.
Everyone is. We can only work in 3-week bursts. It's been a fortnight since the the Paddy's Day break. I'm totes wrecked.
Seriously, Taoiseach, this is a moral issue?
Simon, come on. We all know we just have to go through with the thing.
But I'm fundamentally opposed to it.
Dude, we're just passing the thing so we get kudos from the millennials, the singles, the Roisin Ingalls, the Una Mullally rally types. We're not actually going to provide the thing. We're just going to legalise it.
Sorry, what?
It's the health service. The Irish health service. There's a 5-year waiting list for like ingrown toenails. Prisons are more popular than going to A&E. Do you honestly think that lot will be able to actually, you know, do the thing?
Oh, I see.
That'll be a first. Anyway, enjoy your Easter. I've just declared a national emergency on housing, so we're really going to have to do something about that over the next 5 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, the still animated remains of the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and still here, for reasons none of us can understand, the First Lady, Melania Trump.
My fellow Americans, a few of you may have seen an interview on 60 Minutes Fake News where a certain lady made certain claims about a certain president.
They are certain you stooped a Playboy model and then a porn star and paid her $100,000 to keep quiet.
It was $130,000. Total lies. How likely is it that I, a billionaire, would have that kind of hush money just lying around? There's so many holes in that story.
Ugh.
These women are liars. Stormy Daniels said that she wasn't even sexually attracted to me.
I can relate to that.
I'm not sure if it's my sweaty, morbidly obese good looks, my sex-pest with power personality, or my willingness to give them life-changing amounts of money, but I'm irresistible to these women. Irresistible. I just bed them all.
What?
Except that I don't. I'm the president. I'm still the president, right? And no president has ever acted inappropriately in the Oval Office. Don't worry, Melancholia. This will all blow over.
22 million people watched interview.
I don't care about ratings. I never have. She said I compared her to Ivanka.
So did the other one.
Total lies. They're both trashy gold diggers. And Ivanka, my daughter, is a beautiful, sexy, voluptuous, desirable, smoking hot woman.
Ugh, I wish Putin would get me divorce lawyer.
Yeah, lawyers are hard to find. All mine keep quitting. No firm will handle this Mueller probe for me. Not the way I handle Stormy and the other one with the sad eyes and the great titus.
Vladimir, you owe me big time for this.
I owe Vlad, too, for not releasing those pee-pee tapes. God bless you all, and may God bless the Secret Service of the United States for bringing me KFC buckets 3 times a day. That's real power. That, too.
Ugh.
Wham, bang, thank you, ma'am. The nails are in, the bloody cross is raised, and agonizing death beckons, and not one of them over 7 years of age, Sean.
Thanks, Mary Louise O'Donnell, on that Montessori Easter play. Des is here with sport, Des.
No jingle today, Sean.
No jingles on Good Friday, Des.
What's that you're eating? It looks like burnt toast, or am I having a stroke?
It's black bread and black tea.
Ooh.
One of my two collations of the day.
I might join you, I have a ham sandwich in my pocket.
Des, it's Good Friday.
Huh?
Stick to the coleslaw.
Funny enough, Good Friday is the only day I don't eat coleslaw. It feels more of a sacrifice that way. Anyway, big weekend for the provinces and the rugby.
To put it mildly.
What? Oh yeah, not that one. Leinster and Munster both in the Champions Cup quarter final action.
Yeah.
And looking ahead for us is Ulster centre Paddy.
What?
Wallace.
Oh. What a time with seeing about there.
Des, are we?
Sorry, the interpreter wasn't available because he doesn't work on Good Fridays.
Yeah. Protestant is he?
I thought you were going to ask me if he comes from Galway.
No, I don't mention Galway on a Good Friday, Des. It's a form of penance.
In the GAA, it's Allianz League finals this weekend. Doubleheader at Croker, Cavan, Roscommon in the Division 2 final, followed by Dublin and Galway.
Oh my God, why have you forsaken me?
Brian Carthy's been looking ahead to that one.
Croke Park on Easter Sunday, April Fool's Day, spring has sprung. Come Sunday, then there'll be a new name on the league trophy, and it will have 6 letters in it, 2 vowels, and an L in the middle. Brian Carthy, Gaelic Games correspondent and Scramble champion, Croke Park.
Can I have a bit of your coalition there, Sean?
It's a collation, Des, and no, get your own.
I never tried coleslaw in a collation.
8 letters, first 3 are the same.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in Croke Park, Brian, by
it's
the way.
It's closed for Good Friday. Brian Carthy pretended to be in Croke Park. Archie.
Sean, we can't end the show without a jingle.
Da 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 da.
Rugby! Rugby! The roar of the crowd, the result we needed. Yes, what a great year for Irish rugby. Paddy's Day, St. Patrick's Day that is. Please remember Irish rugby for that and not anything else. Yeah! Remember the Six Nations Grand Slam and forget about our culture of entitled hyper-masculinity. Rugby! From hazing in the showers of private schools to heavy drinking, alcohol sponsorship and grown men beating the Donnybrook out of each other outside bars. Rugby! If we've learned anything in the past few weeks, it's that we were right and have been completely vindicated. And don't dare say otherwise, because we can afford all the best lawyers. Let's face it, most of us are related to them. Yeah! Yeah! Rugby! There's absolutely nothing wrong here.
Good evening and welcome to the BBC News with me, Hugh Edwards. For once, it's not Brexit. I'm so relieved I don't even care if it's all bad news. In the wake of the Salisbury poisoning, Russian diplomats continue to be expelled worldwide. Vladimir Putin, the dirty den of European politics, has once again denied involvement.
Why will I order the poisoning of one of my enemies? That would be like invading Ukraine, shooting down an airliner, or interfering with democratic election in supposed greatest country in the world. Come on, comrades. That is just not my style.
Meanwhile, in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Julian Assange has had his internet cut off like a naughty teenager who can't stay off the nudie sites.
By merely unplugging the router, Carlos here in the embassy has achieved what the US government could not. I, the bravest man in the world, have been silenced. Right now, the only WikiLeaks I'm doing are in the Wiki toilet. I asked my supporters to please get me the Wi-Fi code for Harrods across the street. I can get some of their network if I hold my phone right up at the window like this.
Ah, yes. Julian Assange putting the blowing into whistleblowing there. Now, elsewhere, in a surprising development, Kim Jong-un of North Korea has committed to nuclear disarmament and agreed to talks with President Trump.
So Rocket Man and me are going to sit down and we're going to talk things out. What other president could achieve this fantastic deal? None of them. My barrage of childish insults was exactly what this delicate situation needed. And I'm sure that Kim Jong-un, that short little fat maniac with the stupid hair, will love me when we meet. Everybody does. I am the greatest, believe me.
The safety of the entire world could rest on the meeting between these two. One's a fat, egotistical man-child with a god complex and an arsenal of nuclear weapons. And so's the other one. God help us all. And finally tonight, Ireland's first official nude beach is to open in Dublin this April. Locals are being warned to expect more frozen goose-bumped flesh than a KFC kitchen. This is Hugh Edwards, delighted to have gotten through one bulletin at least without mentioning hard or soft borders. So I'm...
Whoa, if you're having problems with a soft border, I have pills for that. Pop one and it's a hard border all night if you catch my drift.
Unfortunately, I do, Mr. Johnson, but thankfully you're too late.
Good quavers.
Good night.
Good morning, it's Dobbo live from an early house. It's Good Friday, so my Beaujolais has been consecrated. Anyway, we all need a tipple after one of the most dispiriting weeks in this country since Brian Lenehan said we all partied and the Troika arrived to take the keys and the sovereignty off Brian Cowan. So this week we learned we've a Thornishtu who can't make up his mind and doesn't understand the Constitution, a Taoiseach who can't go off script without almost causing a mistrial, and a country ripping itself apart over one of the most horrible trials ever. Hashtag this is Ireland. And by the way, for those people who've been following the reaction on Twitter, here's a life hack. Take your phone and hurl it from the window of a moving car. But the headline this morning, as it should be every week, is homelessness as it smashes through the 10,000 barrier. Well done us!
After the recession, the country was filled with empty houses and vacant lands. In spite of Fianna Fáil's efforts to burn the country to the ground, we managed to get through the first 3 years of the crash without a housing crisis. And then Fine Gael came to power, and in just 7 short years, they managed to literally double homelessness, increase child homelessness by 1,000%, and ensure no one can afford to live in Dublin except for current and former politicians and bankers. And what are they doing about it? Well, the Minister for Homelessness and Photo Ops, Owen Murphy, wasted no time joining Simon Harris this week in fearlessly campaigning for a referendum that already has 75% support. So brave. So while they enjoy high fives on social media, their two departments are burning to the ground, like one of those flammable block of flats that bar staff now have to live in. Then our glorious leader announces that homelessness is a national emergency. Welcome to 2015, Leo. I hear Apple are going to release a new watch, and there'll be a new Star Wars. Great to see you're catching up, dude. He thinks it's his job to say there are problems. Homelessness, healthcare, housing crisis, Garda corruption. But it must be someone else's job to fix it, eh, Taoiseach? The only thing Leo Varadkar has achieved after 7 years in cabinet is a diet. Meanwhile, Murphy has been in his role for 9 months after Simon Coveney ran screaming from the department like a nurse from their bedsit when the roof falls in. And homelessness has just got worse every single week. But give Murphy some credit. He single-handedly saved us from the snow by wearing running gear and delivering weather forecasts on the news. Meanwhile, the last bit of the health service that works, the GPs, stopped taking new patients. And Fine Gael remains the most popular party in the country. Why? Because Fianna Fáil has become their lapdog, Labour is less relevant than a VHS player in an attic, and Sinn Féin is too busy bullying itself out of existence. Hashtag, this truly is Ireland. So, barman, give me a bottle of absinthe, because it already feels like I'm horribly hallucinating. And go back to sleep, Ireland.
Make it 2 bottles.